The Osgood File, sponsored by Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Visit AutoOwners.com and by the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. This is Dave Ross. What to do about the crazy price of gas?
When did you finally say I'm done driving my car?
I made that switch when I realized that I was spending about $400 a month on gas.
Of course, this is where Americans give up their cars and finally embrace mass transit.
New Jersey recently cut 30 commuter trains, and Sacramento slashed 17% of its entire transit system.
Or maybe not. More after this from Charlie.
I will not curtail my driving one bit.
It's hard to give up your car.
Yes, it is. But if you do, William Miller, who heads the American Public Transit Association, estimates you could save around $10,000 a year.
Public transportation is a public service. You don't expect your police department to pay for itself or your schools to pay for themselves.
But the fact remains, every major U.S. transit system needs tax subsidies, which means when tax revenues drop and oil prices go up, service gets cut. We have managed to create a system where public transit starts to vanish at precisely the time we need it most. So, but all you can do now is prepare for the next gas shock, because there will be one. For example, next time you're buying a home, you don't go looking on a weekend. You go on a rainy Tuesday about 5:15. It might help you decide to live closer to work. And at some point, you might have to consider a car that takes more than 4 seconds to go from 0 to 60. Unless it's that Tesla electric car. I drove that thing once. Here's what it sounded like when I floored it. Roll tape.
Holy cow!
Well, we always say speeding is illegal, but acceleration is not.
0 to 60, 3.7 seconds, not a drop of gas. Sorry, OPEC. Only $109,000. The Osgood File, Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The Osgood File, March 9th, 2011.